Evanoff Communications Online News Update.
It's Thursday, September 11th. Good morning, sunshine, 23. This afternoon, right now, it's 12. The dollar hovering just over 72 cents. I'm Stacy Englehart. Passengers taking the REM were stuck in limbo for hours when the train stopped mid-service. According to the CDPQ infrastructure spokesperson, Francis Labbé, a system failure caused the interruption at about 5:50. An employee eventually showed up to evacuate passengers who had to walk between the tracks and hop off into the station where shuttles were waiting. Quebec's premier has unveiled his new cabinet after a shuffle yesterday. Transport Minister Geneviève Guilbeault will become Minister of Municipal Affairs, a portfolio she'd reportedly requested. Transport will be handed to Jonathan Julien. Bernard Drainville will go from education to environment. Sonia Lebel will inherit education. And former Environment Minister Benoît Charette takes the reins as minister responsible for infrastructure. The Coalition Avenir Québec government is lagging in the polls, with a Parti Québécois surging after a series of by-election votes. One of three men charged with human smuggling after 44 migrants were found in a van in southern Quebec is out on bail. Ferhat Yüksek was given a list of conditions that include not having a passport and not being near the Canada-US border. Two other people facing charges and remain detained. There is a publication ban on the evidence. A fourth suspect was arrested at Montreal's Trudeau Airport, also facing charges in connection to the case. And Americans are marking 24 years since the terror attacks of September 11, 2001, with ceremonies and tributes honoring the victims. At the World Trade Center site, the nearly 3,000 victims' names will be read out loud. At the Pentagon, a memorial service will honor the 184 service members and civilians killed. A similar ceremony will honor the victims of Flight 93 in Pennsylvania. Light 106.7 Sports. Baseball yesterday, the Blue Jays lost to Houston 3-2. That home series wraps up with a matinee this afternoon at 3. And NFL action tonight, Washington is at Green Bay 8:15. Light 106.7 weather. Sunshine this afternoon, a high of 23, a few clouds, 10 tonight. Sunny again tomorrow with a high of 21. Right now it's 12 degrees. From the Light 106.7 News Center, I'm Stacy Englehart.